We turn to our second scripture. This is from the Gospel of John, the 18th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Jesus went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley to a place where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place because Jesus often met there with his disciples. So Judas brought a detachment of soldiers together with police from the chief priests and the Pharisees. And they came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing all that was to happen to him, came forward and asked him, "Whom are you looking for?" They answered, "Jesus of Nazareth." And Jesus replied, "I am he." Jesus, who betrayed him, was standing with them. And when Jesus said to them, "I am he," stepped back and fell to the ground. Again, Jesus asked them, "Whom are you looking for?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." And Jesus told them, "I told you that I am he. So if you are looking for me, let these men go." This was to fulfill the word that he had spoken, "I did not lose a single one of those whom you gave me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's slave's ear and cut off his right ear. The slave's name was Malchus. Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword back in the sheath. Am I not to drink the cup that the Father has given me?" So the soldiers, the officers, and the Jewish police arrested Jesus and bound him. First they took him to Annas, who was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest that year. Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jews that it was better to have one person die for the people. Simon Peter and another disciple followed Jesus. Since that disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter was standing outside at the gate. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out, spoke to the woman who guarded the gate, and brought Peter in. The woman said to Peter, "You are not also one of them, that man's disciples, are you?" Simon Peter said, "I am not." Now the slaves and the police had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing around and warming themselves. Peter also was standing with them and warming himself. Then the high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and about his teaching. Jesus answered, "I have spoken openly to the word, to the world. I have always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where all the Jews come together. I have said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who heard what I said to them. They know what I said." The scripture in our midst.